Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Akini Glasgow. I am a graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, with a degree in International Relations and a minor in History. On this day, September 5th, 1950, readers of the Barbados Advocate learned of the genuine and good-natured hospitality shown by Barbadians to the crew and passengers of the Dormace, a stricken 40-foot vessel en route from the Canaries to Venezuela. The vessel, loaded with 130 men in cramped deck surroundings, many of them Spanish-speaking artisans seeking employment in Venezuela, had suffered engine trouble and put in at Barbados for engine repairs. The Advocate, having reported the story on September 2nd, gave its readers further details on the unplanned arrival of the men from the Canary Islands. Having spent 34 days at sea, the Commissioner of Police gave the passengers permission to land on the condition that the passengers return to the ship by nightfall. The harbor police, however, could not be accused of anything short of the utmost hospitality, ferrying the passengers to land in batches of 15, whilst also providing them with food and drink at the police harbor pier. According to the Advocate, bread was provided by Purity Bakeries, who gave out at least one loaf of bread and two cakes per person, while Mr. Fred Goddard provided 150 pounds of butter. Later in the day, the islanders received a whopping 5,000 cigarettes from the British Honduras Tobacco Factory, while Messrs. Aline Arthur and D.V. Scott & Co. Limited provided them with beef and carrots. Of course, the islanders did not come empty-handed. One of them passed out a box of cigars to the harbor police. The passengers all carried on them a bit of Spanish, American, and Barbadian money, and they all had an affinity for Coca-Cola. One passenger, Manuel Reyna, the only English speaker aboard, sang the praises of Coca-Cola, deeming it an excellent drink, as well as expressing satisfaction with the Bajan bread from Purity. As far as he was concerned, the bread from the Canary Islands was dark, hard, and tasteless compared to the soft bread of Purity Bakeries. As they were allowed to stroll around the island's historic city with its British architectural footprint, many took this opportunity to send letters or buy souvenirs. This act of hospitality by the harbor police and citizens of Barbados on this day, September 5th, 1950, brought joy, relief, and goodwill to crew and passengers of the Dormace, stalled by engine failure and fearing the worst. It is a testament to what humans can achieve when they look out for their neighbor.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.